Hey everyone, it's Noe here with another segment of Go Connect Share Around the Word. And today I'm super excited to be sharing the second to last chapter of my Guatemala experience. Today I want to focus on the Saturday that we traveled back from Guatemala to the United States. And just kind of like, if you go back to the first episode where I experienced a lot of things for the first time, it's kind of similar to this. But obviously, we had just come back from a mission trip, so I had lots of things going through my mind, and it was just incredible. But I will say, there was a lot of adventure on that day, so let's get going. Saturday, July 21st, 2018. Journey back home. Just like 7 days earlier, I woke up around 3:30 on a Saturday morning. Except last Saturday, I had a lot of anticipation and excitement as I was getting ready to go to Guatemala. Now, in Guatemala, I still had excitement and also a little anticipation, but I also dreaded going back to the United States after such an impactful, eye-opening week. I packed some final things into my suitcase and in my backpack. We all know that the truth comes out eventually on every situation. It was time to tell the truth about a situation that occurred at the beginning of the week. I pulled out my camera and pointed it at Mr. Craig, and then Harrison walked in the room to get his stuff. Mr. Craig told Harrison how proud he was of him. A serious glance from Mr. Craig let Harrison know that something was about to happen. Mr. Craig told Harrison to put his hand on the top mattress where he had stayed all week. Harrison's eyes lit up. He quickly felt the bed that he had been staying in, and he reached up and touched the bed that his father had been staying in. He knew that the mattresses had been switched. Mr. Craig told Harrison everything, and then they got into a wrestling match. They ended up hitting the wall, and finally Harrison looked at the camera and said, "I've been pranked." We all had a big laugh and left our room for the final time. As we made our way to the hallway, a lady from next door came out and told Mr. Craig, Harrison, and I that it was 3:30 in the morning and that they were sleeping. Well, obviously not anymore. But, in our defense, they stayed up late and made noise when we would try to go to bed at 9:30 each night during the week. Mr. Craig and I got a good laugh out of that and then went up to the hut to join the rest of the team. I decided to skip breakfast. I had some candy left over from the week that I could eat on the way to the airport. Scott came around 4:30 and told us to take our bags to the bus to load. We were scheduled to leave at 5. By the time we got the luggage onto the bus, we decided to go ahead and board the bus. Our group sat in the middle part of the bus, and I sat by Sarah C. Sarah really reminded reminded me of myself. I talked to her throughout the trip, and even though she really didn't show her emotions publicly, like I do in the same way, I had seen her work and her passion for the kids, especially seeing her serve at Kelly's house. The bus closed its doors at 5 o'clock, and off we went to Guatemala City. You know, one thing about me is that I do not like to sleep while traveling. I like to be awake, and just like the sight, and just see the sights and the beauty of where we're traveling. However, most of the team went to sleep. About some 2 hours after being on the road for about 2 hours, we stopped at the same gas station that we had stopped when we were going to Hope of Life. As soon as I got off to stretch my legs, I felt real lightheaded. I honestly thought I was going to throw up. I thought that if I was to get motion sickness, that it would be on the plane, not on the bus. Apparently, I was wrong. So I asked my fellow team members if they had any motion sickness medicine. And my friend Maggie came to the rescue. She gave me some motion sickness medicine, and within 30 minutes, I was feeling better. Everyone had woken up. Sarah and I talked about our favorite parts of the trip. We talked about also about our lives at home. And before I knew it, we were in Guatemala City. As we got closer to the airport, Sarah pointed out something that would absolutely leave me speechless. I always have something to say about everything. So, when I'm left speechless, you know that I just heard something big. Sarah said, "There's a Mexican restaurant over there," and pointed at it. I had to ask her to repeat, "Did I hear that right?" She repeated herself, and I looked out and saw it. Why? Why is there a Mexican restaurant in Guatemala? The foods are so similar. I guess that's something I'll never understand. We got to the airport around 9:30 and said goodbye to our translator, Yarny. And then we went inside the airport. Now, we got there a little bit early, so we couldn't check in our bags until later. So, we went and had breakfast. Mr. Craig and I had McDonald's, while the rest of the team had Subway. I ate some oatmeal just to be safe. And after breakfast, we went to check in our bags and get our boarding passes. Maggie and Ashley didn't feel too well. The team was able to get them medication. As soon as we all checked in our bags, we got our boarding passes, and we called out our numbers to see who we would be sitting by on the plane. My seat was right beside both Sarah's. We walked through security and immigration, and then walked to our waiting area. We had a while, about 2 hours to kill, so we went out and explored the airport. I was amazed at how big it was. In Atlanta, I didn't have time to explore the airport, because I had to hustle to catch the flight. The airport was just almost like a giant mall. A thought came into my mind. Just 24 hours earlier, we were in a dump. And now, we were in an airport, about to go to the most prosperous country in the world. Our plane was delayed for about 45 minutes, so we had some more free time. Mr. Craig gave me some motion sickness medicine to help me not get sick while on the plane. And then the teenagers played Uno. Maggie was still feeling a little bit sick, so she was sitting by the window. But luckily she was feeling a little better than earlier. Scott was taking a nap, and I sat by the window, looking out at the planes as they left and came in. I faced the outside and got my Bible and read the biblical story in Acts 3, where the disciples, through the power of Jesus, healed a beggar who was lame. The statement that got me, the verse that got me, is when Peter says, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." The plane finally arrived, and we got in line to board. I got a group of teens to get together and put our passports in front of us around in a circle. I've seen many pictures like this on social media, and so that was definitely one of the things on my bucket list, to get a picture like that. I made it through the final checkpoint, but one of our team members didn't. Cassidy was stopped and thoroughly searched. Complete shock filled her face. But just as expected, Cassidy passed all the tests she was given and was allowed into the plane. Sarah and my seats were located at the back of the plane. She had a window seat, but asked me if I wanted to trade with her. I was ecstatic. I thanked Sarah so much. We got seated, and I got my camera out to get some window seat footage. The plane took off, and the view of Guatemala City was gorgeous. The mountains, the clouds, the sky. Again, I was in complete awe of God's creation. The flight attendants brought me headphones so I could watch a movie on the screen. I started watching this racing movie, but to be honest, it was absolutely boring. So I quickly switched over to watch Pixar's Coco. I loved this movie, which is based on Mexico and Latin America's Dia de los Muertos. I paused the movie when we went over the Gulf of Mexico, and I looked down, and for the first time in my life, I was looking at the sea. There was one point in the middle of the Gulf where all I could see was water and sky. Seeing this with my eyes allowed me to appreciate God even more. The same God who created the skies and the oceans created me? That's incredible. I would be a fool to see all of this and not believe in him. I turned my movie on again and watched about another hour. I stopped it for good when we got back to the USA. I could see the buildings and the landscapes on the earth. We were actually in Alabama. I saw these tall clouds poking out, and as a sky watcher for a local TV station, I knew these were cumulonimbus clouds, aka storm clouds. In relation to the flight track, these storms were scattered all over central and east Alabama. I probably bored poor Sarah as I geeked out over these storm clouds. We flew right over Birmingham, and then I told Sarah that they just should have given us parachutes so we could have dropped in Birmingham. The plane about got to Huntsville before turning towards Atlanta. It absolutely blew my mind that we got from Birmingham to Atlanta in about 15 minutes. We did a loop around Atlanta and got to go through a rainbow as we were landing. We safely landed on a wet runway. We were tired, but we all knew what was waiting for us on the other side of the airport. Chick-fil-A! We got off and into the airport, and we must have walked for about 15 minutes to get to customs and immigration. I could see the teens in front of me, and they were dancing and having a great time dancing "The Party in the USA" by Miley Cyrus while taking selfies. Back in the United States of America, the process to get through immigration and customs was interesting. I went to a kiosk and scanned my passport, got my photo taken on a ticket, and got in line. I got to the immigration officer and he looked at my passport, asked me what the purpose of the trip that I had been on was, took my ticket with my picture from the kiosk, and then he gave me my passport and off I went to luggage claim. As soon as I got there, I immediately saw my suitcase and grabbed it. We waited for about 10 minutes, because apparently Ashley had an interesting time going through customs and immigration, but she made it out okay with no problems, and off we went to exit the airport. We got outside, and here came Cassidy's dad with the church bus. We loaded our luggage, and off to Alabama we went. But first, we had to make a quick stop at Chick-fil-A. We stopped at the Dwarf House, and it was actually the nicest Chick-fil-A I've ever been to. We ordered to go and use the restroom, and got back on the bus to go to Gardendale. Even though I had a little motion sickness, I truly enjoyed my chicken sandwich and sweet tea. As we rode back, almost everyone was on their phones. But since I didn't have my phone, I took this time to kind of start processing all that I had experienced the past week. I started mentally preparing for my missions segment in kids worship at Gardendale in the morning. I was actually considering staying at the South Campus and having Scott pick me up, but Mom and Dad wanted me home. Around 10:45, we pulled into Gardendale First Baptist Church. I got my luggage, hugged my mom, dad, and sister, and went on our way, about a 40-minute drive to little old Cleveland. I shared a little of everything, but I was very tired. I got home around 11:30, unpacked some of my clothes, took a shower, and went to sleep around 12:30 in the morning. I thank God for everything, for a safe trip, for opening my eyes, for new friendships, and most importantly, the opportunity to go connect, share his love with the people of Guatemala. What great love! Post-trip. I only got about 5 hours of sleep after going to bed past midnight, but I slept good. I woke up around 5:30, and got to work making a slideshow with pictures to show in Kids Kingdom. I had a quick breakfast and then left to go to Gardendale First Baptist Church. I got to the church around 8:30 for Kids Kingdom prayer, and afterwards I went to serve on the welcoming team with Sub 25, the college ministry at GFBC. I attended the first service and then went to kids worship. I got to show pictures and just explain to the kids some of what we had experienced. After church, I went home and started letting all that we had experienced sink in. And then the next 2 days following that was spent sorting out 755 video clips. I compiled all the raw footage and posted it on YouTube for the team to see. During our Wednesday Kids Summer program at church, I got to share some more of my experience with the kids. And then finally on Thursday, the emotion of the trip finally hit me. Like I said before, I'm really not an emotional person. But every time I thought about Guatemala in those days following, I wanted to cry. During our sub-25 service on Thursday night, I broke down during worship. Jesus had given me so much joy in serving him in Guatemala. And to be honest, I wanted to stay there. I kept on having emotional spells on Friday and Saturday. I felt better when I went back to church on Sunday. Dad told me to buy a journal and write down my experience. And so writing all that had occurred on the trip truly helped me unpack and debrief. Because all these past chapters that I've read is what I've written down. It's incredible to go back and look and see what God did in the summer. So I would encourage you to, coming up in a future episode, I'm going to read a little quick chapter, just kind of like a post-chapter to this, where I'm going to talk about lessons learned from Guatemala. So hope to see you on the next episode of Around the Word, Go Connect, Share.